Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Well, howdy, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for January 21st, 2017. Today I'm interviewing David Christopher Lewis, who is the messenger for the Ascended Masters. And today David has a message from the Great Divine Director. I realize there may be some who are listening who don't know David's history and find this hard to believe. So if you want to know what David does, listen to his video message that he received from the Great Divine Director this last week. And the link for this video is in the show notes. And as you listen to David's message from the Great Divine Director today, ask yourself if this message resonates with your own higher discernment of truth. And then read about David's decade-long history as messenger for the Ascended Masters at the website for David's Global Network, which is at heartcenter.org. That's one word, HEARTSCENTER.org. And if all this resonates with your understanding of Aquarian Age principles of freedom and love, then tune in for more divine inspiration from the Ascended Masters at the Heart Center. So thank you, David, for being with us on Cosmic Love today.
Thanks, Christopher. I really appreciate it.
David, I'd love to have some insight from the Great Divine Director regarding 2017, and quite honestly, I can't imagine asking anyone else for better information on that than from you right now. So for those who are new to what you do, could you explain how I can ask the Great Divine Director a question through you?
Well, the Master overshines me, and I was provided the gift in 2004 of clairaudience. So it's like clairvoyance, but instead of seeing, I hear, and it's telepathic hearing. It's through my higher mind. And so it's not that my voice is his voice per se. It's just that he inspires me through my higher mind, and we call this heart streaming because it's really more of a heart action than just a brain action. It's really about having an expanded heart chakra that allows the Master to synchronize his being with mine and then kind of download energetically and spiritually these higher truths and the wisdom teachings. So it's quite an interesting dynamic, yet there's a lot of history of people who have had this gift in ancient times and in current times. So it's something where that I believe is overshined by the Holy Spirit, who I really revere. And this gift of the Holy Spirit is a blessed gift. It's a sacred gift. It's not something to utilize for psychic purposes. It's to utilize for spiritual enlightenment and freedom and for the raising of souls to God and to the divine world. So it's really a sacred charge and something that I don't take lightly. I have to do a lot of spiritual preparation through prayer, meditation, fasting, and deep introspection and you know, allowing the Master to align his energy field with mine. And it's really an amazing experience, and there's a lot of light released as well as instruction. So it's more about the energy of spirit entering our plane through this heart streaming experience.
Well, that's something we all need in 2017, no question about it. We're at an amazing time of intensely accelerated a shift in energies and information and consciousness in geopolitics, and with this election coming up, the inauguration of President-elect Trump coming up. This whole inauguration process of a whole new system of government has been quite a shock to a lot of Americans, those who voted for him and those who didn't.
Yeah.
And
definitely a time of change.
So 2017 is definitely on, I think, everyone's radar with a level of both apprehension and anticipation. So I'd like to ask the Great Divine Director through you some questions I've been thinking about, and is the most archetypal terms I can think of in terms of the core questions that kind of key into the progress in 2017 of the conscious evolution revelations that are, I call it, matriculating the matrix of, you know, collective conscience of humanity in 2017. And one of the questions I have is regarding the divine blueprint for America. And is it true that America is not just the anagram code for the I am race? You know, if you scramble the letters of America, it's the I am race, and it's a code that was used mystically, anciently, well, hundreds of years ago by, you know, the Sir Francis Bacon, I understand. You know, the his understanding of America, is this true, that this is the divine blueprint for us, as you might say, united sovereigns of Earth now, who will honor the first principles of global freedom, truth, and justice in 2017?
Well, I love this term, united sovereign, and it also, U.S. could be Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Who is, Samuel was an embodiment of Saint Germain, who is the preeminent disciple of the divine director. So, but sovereign means, you know, kind of you're entering into self-determination.
Yeah.
And true light of freedom. And this is God freedom. It's not just freedom or license to do anything we desire. It's freedom within the initiatic path that moves us toward enlightenment and self-realization. So America really is a divine experiment of the ascended hosts working with men and hopefully enlightened individuals to work toward a higher purpose for people in a nation and then eventually throughout the world to pursue this self-determined state of freedom, freedom of the soul, freedom of the spirit, freedom of the heart to perceive God, to work with the divine. So we are liberated in our pursuit through the self-determination to get rid of outer obstructions through societal or governmental controls that attempt to keep us bound to kind of a mechanistic and repetitive system that really only serves the lower nature of people, the lesser self. And when through this self-determination we are really unshackled to live in the light of truth and justice, we're then free to move through this virtuous path to our own enlightenment. And we study both the ancient wisdom teachings and some new progressive revelatory teachings and truths that the divine one is continuing to emanate to mankind through the higher selves of enlightened teachers and prophets and avatars. And all of them point toward this divine essence that we can embody in our lives. When we embrace and assimilate the light of living truth, and when we apply it practically today as spiritual initiates on the true path of light. Now, much of what is happening, you know, in the media and that we see all around us is kind of this fake, illusory, mayic world that Hollywood and others engender and put out there, and it's not the reality of what we're really, you know, striving toward. And I know some people don't like, you know, the current incoming administration because they think they're very reactionary. However, really, if you study the history of freedom in this nation and the attempts to control us, we see the gradual lessening of our freedoms. And I see the potential through the great divine director's eyes and awareness that this shift that is manifest right now and is continuing to happen, it will actually lead us toward a more enlightened world. There will be rocky times. It's not going to be easy. There's going to be a lot of reactivity, especially, you know, Friday, Saturday, this weekend, and even beyond. And there are certain forces that are being utilized by the dark ones who actually are trying to create a lot of confusion and a lot of even violence. And so as initiates, it's our duty and responsibility to pray and to hold the balance for this transition time, because during the transition of any one age to the next, it is a rocky road and a lot happens. And all the old matrices that are worn out and no longer serve us and our pursuit of divine expressions of oneness and the pluralities within unity must go. So this illusion and Maya are going to be continued to be exposed, and 2017, I think, will be a very seminal year and a turning point for the light if we work together and strive toward oneness, brother, sisterhood, unity.
So now you see an acceleration of this alignment or attunement with unity conscience going global with, and I see it as the function of the internet, you know, with the instant everywhere interactive social conscience that's being cultured by our ubiquitous social networks, that this is accelerating things. And is this what the divine director sees for 2017, that this mass awakening is accelerating?
Yeah, you know, the internet is a vehicle for the dissemination of information, which happens with lightning speed now. Though now we have this term fake news, which really is about disinformation, and it's purpose towards keeping us dumb and unenlightened and not awake. And how do we discern the real from the unreal? This is the crux of the matter now. All that leads us toward the divine, toward unity, love, brother, sisterhood, is what we should focus and concentrate upon. However, because of the controlled liberal press, they are creating a facade and an illusion that they purport to be the truth, and yet which they are co-creating to keep people from the higher path of light. Now, I see the internet also as an opportunity for us to learn true science, enlightened science, that accepts a superior divine intelligence behind and within the creation. And when we acknowledge a higher source of light and beingness, we draw that light to us, and the light itself illumines our world, our minds, our consciousness. We are not fully conscious unless we awaken to what is our source and what that source desires to communicate with us about, sharing with us from that sacred space of what's called the eternal now. True religion, opposite of true science, really is enlightened spirituality that looks beyond doctrine and dogma to embrace what's called gnosis, personal, experiential, divine knowing. So when we go within to find our source, the real source of knowledge, wisdom, and truth that was embedded long, long ago within our soul at the beginning of our existence, this blueprint that was etched within our consciousness is there for us to drink in and to first perceive with kind of higher vision, know with higher mindfulness, feel with greater heart-centeredness, and then become. So true science and true religion merge in this alchemy of unity that creates what the masters continually are calling the unity field of beingness, that we can like step into consciously and then live within to maintain this new higher level of awareness, a more enlightened spirit of our oneness with God. So yes, the internet is a vehicle for the transmission of knowledge, information, yet it's also right now, unfortunately, a vehicle for a lot of disinformation, and we have to discern through the gift of the Holy Spirit what is true, what is real, and that's really the crux of what's happening right now. And, you know, unfortunately, people tend to continue to move toward that which they already believe. I think it's healthy to actually try to perceive through other eyes what those who are maybe polar opposite of what you may believe think, and get a different view. And this is good. You know, I know people that just read the same stuff all over and over and over again, and you become polarized that way. So I think it's actually very healthy to listen, to observe, to not judge, and to enter this unity field where we perceive beyond illusion. We can feel beyond the temporary through the eyes of the universal.
Wow. My understanding is that there's a dimensional shift going on. You know, the veil is thinning. I'd like to think that, you know, heart coherence is winning. You know, and when I say that, there's the coherence frequency at the heart of the heart, you know, heart health, you might say, that has always been the gold standard for conscious evolution. And, you know, and that understanding, to me, seems to be, from what I can see with the finger on the pulse of the collective conscience, that there's, it's this understanding of coherence as a key to heart coherence is a key to mind congruence. It's, that understanding seems to be going mainstream in the Aquarian age. This seems to be a dominant theme, and that the frequency shift with the veil thinning and this dimensional shift that's going on, and you might say a raising from 3D to 4D and 5D and beyond, that's going on as a function of the surge of a light through the great central sun and hundreds of billions of star systems in the galactic plane and you know, reaching Earth and our sun, you know, as it crosses the galactic plane with galactic alignment at this point of the precession of the equinox, where there's an alignment with all this light from the photonic, the photon belt of the great, you know, the great central sun outwards to Earth and our solar system, about two-thirds out in like the Sombrero galaxy, you know, we're out there about two-thirds of the way, and we cycle above and beyond, or above and below this photon belt, this intense photonic light, and we're in alignment with it now, and this has been accelerating everything on Earth for the last 100 years. Technology, invention, everything has accelerated, gone exponential, and we're kind of at that point now where it's reaching a collective resonance of awakening or a mass awakening or enlightenment, general enlightenment globally. Internet is a tool of it, but it's not the internet that's creating this. It's the internet came out of the cave of symbols, as I understand, you know, from the ascended masters, what a Table Rock Mountain, and was sponsored. You know, that understanding, will, like so many other technologies, are sponsored from the ascended masters. And in resonance with, you might say, the great cycles of enlightenment that follow the precession of the equinox, when there's an alignment with that photonic light from the great central sun and hundreds of billions of star systems in the photon belt. So this is my understanding, and with that understanding, how would the great divine director represent disciplines of cosmic love and action that's most likely rekindle this light of cosmic freedom in the collective conscience of global humanity?
Well, I love the name of your show, Cosmic Love, and, you know, cosmic love is universal love. It's divine love in all of its essences and virtues, and this is really the way to eternal freedom. You mentioned heart coherence, and this is key. The heart math people, you know, demonstrated the energetic field of the heart as being much larger than the brain. So love of God rekindles the divine spark within our hearts so we can reawaken, contact, and realize our true selfhood as divinely created beings, made in God's image and likeness. Cosmic love, I believe, brings out our best and brightest, our highest virtues and greatest gifts. Cosmic freedom is our goal. Yet to be fully free, we must sublimate human passions by being compassionate. We must surrender our lesser self to embrace our higher self. Cosmic love is what God is continually emanating to and throughout the universe. So being able to feel this love, know this love, and then express this love brings us to a new fount of eternal freedom, which is complete liberation from the laws of mortality and limitation. And when we live in the integrity of divine love, of cosmic love, of universal love, then everything is refreshed in the spirit of oneness. And then the darkness disappears, the illusion and the mayic veil recedes and is transmuted. Everything becomes clear. The global collective awareness of everyone shifts into a higher dimensional field. And we live in a multidimensional world where we tap into the highest resources of spirit that provide us the impetus for the enlightenment of the entire planet, the golden crystal age of Aquarius that's beginning to dawn, and yet a lot of work has to be done, very practical spiritual work, to make it a reality upon Earth. So many people were hoping for this golden age, you know, Aquarius, you know, when we grew up, you know, it's the movie or the play, I think, on Broadway, you know, Hair, and, you know, this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. But, you know, it's dawning, but we're not anywhere near there yet because people are still walking around like zombies almost in terms of not really knowing who they are, knowing that they have a higher self, knowing that we're already connected, one with everything. And so it will take teachers and those who are awakened to kind of help enlighten people, give them the keys to their own self-realization. And we have many spiritual teachers who have come in recent decades who are helping in this process, and shows like yours will, you know, are seeding the earth with these higher concepts and engrams of light through the words that you speak, the images that you share with your audience, and the understandings that come that bring us out of this illusory state to a quickened, awakened awareness that really is our enlightened state. So more and more people are feeling these impulses, and we're at whatever state of consciousness they are currently existing within, everybody is being stimulated by the light of the great central sun stepped down through many solar worlds. So the action will continue, and it is actually causing the shifts and causing kind of this the breakdown of the old order, and hopefully the seeding of the earth with a new divine radiant field that people can live within to really know who they are.
So there is this process, matriculating the matrix of the Aquarian age, you know, and an awakening. And education of the heart seems to be a keynote for bringing in the divine feminine principles in balance, you know, to balance the what I call the patriarchal principles on war steroids that we see today. And I see that the understanding of heart coherence, you know, and for education of the heart and biofeedback techniques that HeartMath utilizes and other techniques that I refer to as, you know, as HeartWare, as an interactive interface for mass-to-mass communications. What would the great divine director, how does he see this process of education of the heart and formal education? Is that going to be coming to anytime soon to the public school system? I mean, the public school system.
Well, yeah, I don't trust the public school system because of the way that government interferes and tries to control it. My wife taught for 20 years, and she had to leave it because of all the negativity through the testing, and she wasn't really allowed to do her thing, and her students were amazing. They were reading in kindergarten, writing in kindergarten. The first day of school, they brought home a little book to their parents. So it's going to take a lot of enlightened teachers to move our educational system into what it should be. And there are systems around the world that are utilizing these higher frequencies to allow students to actually co-create their own schools. There's a school in Russia called The School, and there's a video that's amazing with these young people who learn much quicker. They study an entire subject all the way through rather than doing it in kind of fits and stops. And they actually run the school. They teach each other. Yes, they collaborate with adults who kind of guide them, but it's an amazing system. So we will see shifts. We will see changes. We have to have a more enlightened society where it's not just about teachers' unions, you know, and their control and governmental control. It really has to be about parents getting involved and teachers who are willing to work with the students to use the Socratic method to draw out wisdom from them rather than just try to feed them information. You know, our whole system is really corrupt, so there has to be a shift in that regard. And, so it's, I don't see it, the Divine Director is not seeing it just shifting immediately. It'll be gradual. But when the right systems are in place, the right people are in place, there can be gradual and yet very definite progress in this regard.
Can the Great Divine Director give any insight into what's going on with the political shift with government towards, it looks like there's going to be more interest with the new, the appointments so far indicate there's going to be a more taking the task, the junk science regarding vaccines and the medical industrial complex. There are portents from what I'm reading that there could be a dramatic turnaround of the healthcare system, not necessarily away dramatically away from the healthcare system we have with what they call Obamacare. But a transition process that will bring in more accountability for the junk science that has perpetrated everything from the GMOs to vaccines to fluoridated water and basically a system that's causing so much autism and sickness with children that it doesn't matter what they get in the public school system, they're not going to be able to, they're not going to be a functioning chalice for an intelligence. So, can he?
Yeah, wherever there is something based on untruth, it is going to be exposed. And a lot has been exposed, but the control factors are suppressing the truth.
Yeah.
So, gradually, year by year, the truth will emerge because the media is breaking down, the illusory media is breaking down. The youth of today, Saint Germain said to me, a couple weeks ago, that the youth are going to be using more and more internet media, alternative media, rather than using the mass media because most Americans don't trust the mass media anymore.
Yeah.
So more truth will be exposed. People are awakening. They will demand that the systems change and that, you mentioned vaccines. I heard that Trump is trying to have Robert Kennedy Jr., who's apparently an expert on vaccines, be in his administration to work on this one issue. And that says a lot. Here's a Republican working with a Democrat who knows what's going on, and the system is corrupt. We know what's in vaccines. It's toxic. It does cause these problems, and yet the medical establishment, the FDA, the AMA, don't acknowledge what toxins and mercury are in this stuff that is causing autism. And so this will come to be exposed, and things are going to shift and change. Part of it demands citizen involvement, and people rising up to demand from the government that the truth be known and then used for changes in our society. Obamacare is a complete failure. We know it. That's going to be, you know, they've already voted to do away with part of it, and it's going to change. And we know what's, you know, that it's going to change. And hopefully the system will be better. We won't go to a one-payer system, which is the worst thing that could happen, because that's the least amount of freedom of the individual for their personal choice. The holistic systems will continue to move through society, and those who are continuing to suppress the truth will continue to be exposed, and the higher truths will win out. It's going to take, you know, 6-7 years for a lot of this to actually transpire, but things are in process, changes are being made, and it will evolve.
Well, that's promising. And regarding the souls that are coming in at this time, and this is a question that very much to my heart. That from my understanding of that, most of our souls are extraterrestrial origin. You know that we're all kind of aliens in the sense that our souls. That's my understanding, and. I wondered what the great divine director would say about that, and which souls are now incarnating besides the indigo and crystal children.
Well, you hit it on the head. In a sense, virtually all light bearers are of extraterrestrial origin, because you know the story of Sanat Kumara coming with 144,000 spirits of light who came to help, you know, save planet Earth by helping enlighten people and move them toward their divine estate. So many of us light bearers who are more awakened are volunteers who are here to assist in this awakening and the dissolving of darkness, illusion, and Maya. There are many souls embodying upon Earth for the very first time, and we can learn from and embrace the essences of these very sensitive souls as we accept our own higher abilities to use alchemical light to transmute our world into a much brighter one. So we utilize their understanding and gifts to accelerate ourselves so that we're kind of on par with them, and we can do those greater works that Jesus spoke of that we do because he went to the Father, which is spirit. So the indigo children are kind of the intrepid, fearless ones who shake things up. They challenge the old order. They demand greater honesty and integrity. The crystal children have even more refined spiritual gifts, kind of a rarefied consciousness to perceive beyond the veil into even the higher dimensions of light. They try new and more daring alchemical experiments, and they're able to develop greater insights and intuitional abilities. So what's next really is a new generation of incoming souls who we prepare for by refining and improving ourselves so that we can bear them and allow them to fulfill their purpose within this higher light field of joy, of unity, of beingness and God. So the more work we do, the greater the ability of these souls to incarnate, you know, the easier it is for them to come, because we've prepared the platform of Earth for their evolution. So, yes, they are very sensitive, and when we have the platform established, then even greater souls with greater attainment will come. Those who will actually have almost what some would consider superpowers. I mean, we have all these Marvel Comics movies now with all the guys with superpowers. Why is all this being, you know, coming forth now? Well, it's something that we actually kind of had in ancient civilizations. We had much more light. We had more energy. We lived longer. We had what would be called ESP or certain psychic abilities. These will return. And in the new age, everyone, virtually everyone, will have these higher ESP abilities. So it'll take a while to get there. People have to accept that it is their natural estate to be able to be virtuous in this way where God uses them as instruments for great light. And when it becomes more normal, then we won't have the X-Men where those who are rejected or thought of as strange or weird. It's going to be common to have certain higher powers and abilities.
Well, I've always loved the superhero mythos, the hero with 1,000 faces, and the faces of the ascended masters, as superheroes, and the understanding of their frequencies is as basically attunement with, the superhero energy. Has always fascinated me. When we were kids, you had the Justice League of America, and of course my favorite was the Flash. Wings on his heels, and of course the time space thing. Even then, how it was relative, to how fast you were going, which is like effective sensory perception or ESP. There's nothing extra about it when you've got it. And again, as you said, when that becomes normal, there will be a we'll look at back at these times as dark ages.
Well, this broaches the subject of quantum science, and I've taken classes with Dr. Richard Bartlett, and he's amazing, and he's an anomaly to to
he's
the
a
normal.
He's a wizard, yeah. Almost.
Yeah, and quantum science. Us that consciousness is all important, and it's really about our consciousness that how we can influence alchemical experiments. So
yeah.
I believe the future world is what we collectively make it through our choices, hopefully our higher choices to draw upon divine love, cosmic love, and light to co-create this beautiful world through cooperation and brother-sisterhood. We influence the world of the future every moment now by applying our will, our free will, to consciously choose something that is more radiant, beautiful, and sublime. So when we are in a collaboration field, kind of a spiritual cooperative of light, a divine synergy embraces our work, and a new world emerges, and it's more rarefied and beautiful. I believe that our future world includes a golden crystal age of awakened and self-realized beings, because many are already co-creating this through their meditation practice, through their prayers, decrees, selfless service, givingness, sacrifice. So the future world really already exists in potential in the etheric, and it's our job and our responsibility to draw it down into the physical through the practical application of our gifts and talents and our sacred virtues. So when we all work harmoniously with others of like mind and heart on this, the synergistic effect is powerful, and we can really together affect dynamic change within many levels of awareness and what now is being called multiverses of consciousness. When I grew up, it was just universe. Well, now everybody's talking about multiverses.
Yeah.
So we simply have to make the choice to work in league with each other, in league with the divine beings, the ascended masters, angels, archangels, who overshine us and then assist us to accelerate our consciousness and vibration to bring forth ever brighter and more refined works of the Spirit. So this is our charge, this is our joy, this is really our spiritual work.
Well, David, this has been a wonderful interview. I'm really grateful for you coming on the show today. And since the first of the year, with the prophecy of Saint Germain for 2017, which is on your website, and with the great divine director's heart stream from the other day, we've got a phenomenal alpha thrust for 2017. I've listened to those heart streams now several times, and the light that's encoded and the concepts encoded and the thrust for a purpose that's encoded in those messages and the message today, it's like there's like a holy trinity of synergy there that I'm really grateful for. So thank you, David. Is there anything that you and or the great divine director would like to close with?
Just that we have to have hope. You know, there's a lot of people that are reacting right now to the incoming administration, and they feel that they don't have hope for what they desire to manifest. And those of us who, you know, may understand things a little differently just have to hold this field of hope and a bright future rather than a dark future, because the doom and gloom consciousness is self-fulfilling. And so when we live in the sunlight of our presence and hold that field of hope and beauty and joy and radiance, it does illumine the world, and it helps to co-create that which we hopefully collectively are going to co-create this year and beyond. So hope is a key to our divine destiny, the divine director says. Thanks.
Thank you, David. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Keep the faith. See the good. Make it so. And happy trails until we meet again. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, now, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.